catch. It's simple, and you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is directing all federal employees and on-site contractors to show that they are vaccinated or otherwise submit to regular coronavirus testing.
Mr. Biden is also instructing his administration to apply similar standards to all federal government contractors. The White House says it will encourage private sector employers to follow his lead. The president asks the Defense Department to look into how and when it will mandate service members get the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the White House. The Defense Department already requires service members to get more than a dozen vaccines, including shots for measles, mumps, diphtheria, hepatitis, smallpox, and the flu. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A Missouri hospital that had no COVID-19 patients just 2 months ago is now dealing with the July surge.
The ravages of the fast-spreading Delta variant are becoming apparent in a state with one of the nation's lowest vaccination rates. Lake Regional Hospital, in the heart of Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks region, has seen 22 people die from the virus in the first 23 days of July. Local counties' vaccination rates are less than 40%. Dr. Habash Sangha is Lake Regional's chief medical officer.
A big-time Delta virus surge here. Lot of admissions, lot of people who are very sick and are dying.
I'm Jennifer King.
The House has passed emergency legislation that will bolster security at the Capitol, repay outstanding debts from the violent January 6th riot, and increase the number of visas for allies who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. House passage sends the $2.1 billion bill to President Biden for his signature. The Senate had approved the legislation Thursday morning, 98-0. Senators struck a bipartisan agreement on the legislation this week, 2 months after the House had passed a bill that would have provided about twice as much for Capitol security. On Wall Street, the Dow by 153 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Dinesh D'Souza. Want to know an easy way to save a lot of money each month? Refinance your mortgage and do it now before rates get any higher. I mean it. There are still programs with rates in the twos, making now the time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free mortgage review. My stepson Justin is looking to buy his first home and called American Finance, and he got an incredible deal of 2.875% and no fees. Learn how they can save you up to $1,000 a month. That's right, a month. It's a no-pressure, no-obligation experience. Just a simple conversation around custom loan programs that may fit your budget better. There are no upfront or hidden fees to pay, and you can pre-qualify for free by calling 888-528-1219. That's 888-528-1219. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS Consumer Access.
This is your KMZQ Newsflash. Please get vaccinated. That's the plea from MGM Resort CEO Bill Hornbuckle to his employees that have yet to get the COVID-19 vaccine. In a letter to company employees, he warned that the continuing spread of the coronavirus could result in mandates far worse than the return of the mask. As of this week, MGM Resorts is requiring Las Vegas employees to provide proof of vaccination or undergo regular COVID-19 testing at their own cost. The new policy has the backing of the Culinary Union, which represents 24,000 MGM workers in Las Vegas. Well, the Silver State has Vax Nevada Days, a weekly raffle going on tonight at 6 o'clock. Vaccinated residents can win big prizes. Now Clark County Commissioner Tick Siegerblum wants to give people $100 to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Siegerblum wants to take $10 million from the American Rescue Plan funds, calling it a drop in the bucket compared to the $440 million allocated to Clark County. Local health officials say less than 49% of eligible Clark County residents have been fully vaccinated. Siegerblum called his idea outside the box, but added it's not unprecedented. New York City just announced a program similar to the one Siegerblum is suggesting.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a couple of tricky spots on our Valley freeways right now. As you head into the Northwest Valley, leaving the Spaghetti Bowl, watch for an accident 95 northbound before the Decatur off-ramp. Northbound 95 again before Decatur. And coming out of Henderson right now, an accident on the Beltway. 215 westbound Windmill. We see that one on the traffic cameras there. Off to the right shoulder, partially blocking the on-ramp from Windmill to get onto 215 westbound. But again, that's off to the far right. And on the surface streets, downtown accident being reported at Fremont and 10th. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. And I'll tell you, it's been a busy, busy week. It's going to get busier. We got a whole bunch to do today. I am so glad to have Paul Enos with us.
He's the CEO of Nevada Trucking, and he is at the forefront of promoting and protecting and dealing with our trucking industry here in the state of Nevada and across the nation as well. Paul, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, I have been good. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
I want to ask you, we've been talking about this recent spike in the COVID-19 positive test. My brother, believe it or not, back in Lincoln, Nebraska, tested positive on Sunday. It is everywhere you go. And I'm curious what, if any, impact it's had on the trucking industry.
So, you know, it really hasn't had the impact that it did. Gosh, how many months ago are we now?
17
months ago? 16 months? 17? Are we 17 months? Gosh, it feels like yesterday.
Time flies when you're not having a good time, isn't it?
Oh, man. No kidding. You know, we're still having increased demand. You know, it was interesting. I saw a UPS driver at the gym yesterday and asked him, hey, how busy is it? He goes, actually, it's come down a little bit. It's not where we were. But he goes, every time there's a stimulus check, we get really busy. So, you know, we're still busy. We're still having a tremendously tough time finding truck drivers. And, you know, I did a interview over the weekend with a lady down in Las Vegas talking about gas stations not having enough fuel. You know, we've heard up here in Reno and airports throughout the West that there's not enough aviation fuel. And, you know, that's a difficult thing to be able to fix, right? So here's what happened, and here's, you know, one of the impacts that COVID from 17 months ago is having on our truck drivers and supply chain today. So the pipeline, which sends fuel to our tank farms, we've got two in the state of Nevada, one in Reno and one down in Clark County. They base how much fuel they're going to send on a 12-month rolling average. Well, you can imagine, you know, where we were at 12 months ago is a lot different than where we're at today. So we don't have a shortage of fuel supply. You know, for what you and I buy for our vehicles, but we do have a shortage of drivers to be able to get that fuel from the tank farm to the gas station. And so we've seen some sporadic disruptions in fuel. And, you know, I'll just tell folks, you know, when that happens, they need to be a little patient, a little more patient. For the airline industry, a little bit of a different story. You have some airlines who purchased fuel a year ago for today, thinking that, hey, demand's going to be up. We need to make sure that we've got enough gas so we can fly those airplanes. And some didn't. We also have some pipeline issues where you have Kinder Morgan pipeline being worked on that diminishes how much fuel can come through that pipe. And I've got calls in the last week from some airlines saying, hey, can we get aviation fuel sent to the state of Nevada? And it's like, well, you know, you do that by pipeline. Putting aviation fuel in a truck and going hundreds of miles to get it from you know, let's say the Bay Area to the Reno airport is probably a little dangerous. And I'm sure considering the litigious environment that we're in, you don't have a lot of trucking companies that want to do that. So you end up with fuel shortages at airports. So, you know, that's related to COVID and, you know, in one sense where we're still kind of dealing with some of those ramifications. Kevin, I can't tell you what the Delta variant is really going to do for our industry. You know, I'm very proud that Nevada give our governor and his team credit. We're the first state to have widespread distribution for the vaccine to truck drivers. I know a lot of my folks took advantage of that. I know that some people have that vaccine hesitancy, and I know other people who say, look, I've already had COVID. Why would I get the vaccine? why would I go and do that if it's something I've already had? So, you know, the impact of this on our industry today, honestly, I can't tell you yet. I think we need to watch it play out a little bit. We have seen bigger supply chain impacts because of what happened, because, you know, when nobody was buying fuel, we lost 10% of our drivers. We have 10% fewer drivers for our fuel trucks today than we did 17 months ago. And that's what's causing some of those disruptions. I know that that wasn't the direct answer to your question, and sorry for, you know, beating around the bush a little bit, but just want to kind of put some of this stuff in context.
Let me just ask you, though, because I've got a good friend who owns a bunch of convenience stores and, you know, pay at the pump, that kind of thing. And and he says he's had to raise the price of gasoline to keep stocks of gasoline to where they won't have entire islands that have to be closed. And I guess my question is this happening with diesel as well?
I haven't seen it as much with diesel fuel, and I haven't heard that my truckers are getting that, you know, are having a shortage and not being able to find fuel, or, you know, my guys are buying, some of them buy fuel at gas stations or truck stops, I should say, on the road, but most of my folks have their own fueling facilities. They have the fuel sent directly to them. They fuel up there on site, and I have not heard of fuel shortages from my folks yet. So that doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just nobody's called me about it yet.
And
that I've heard is more than anything is the airline.
Okay, but the important thing is the health of your drivers. This is impacting everybody. It's impacting my brother. It's impacting friends of mine, and it's a serious deal. It may not be as deadly as previous COVID-19 viruses. But I'm curious if you've had a lot of drivers having to call out and saying, I got to quarantine for 14 days or whatever it is.
No, not like it was.
Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. Let's get you to current events as well. The Senate voted yesterday to proceed to a $550 billion infrastructure bill. This is the real infrastructure bill that has roads and bridges and things like that. I'm assuming you support the bill.
We do, and you know, we support it because of what's in it. You know, we have $37 billion for new bridges. We have more money for roads, another for highways and bridges. We have another $110 billion in new revenue over what we're currently making, so or bringing in from the current highway user fees. So that's good. We like that. These are good things. We have $3.2 billion to invest in freight projects, which, you know, is our world and what we like to do. There's no taxes with this deal. They're going to shift some of the money that wasn't used for COVID relief and the unemployment insurance funds to pay for our roads. They're going to delay some Medicaid roads. So they've got some accounting tricks that they're using. They're also saying, hey, we're going to get a return on investment on here of 33%. So you can tell there's some budget tricks, but I think, you know, Kevin, I'm a conservative, and I will tell you, I think the gas tax is a conservative tax. And it kind of drives me nuts that, you know, when you hear conservatives or people who say they're conservatives, people on our side of the aisle say, no, we don't want a gas tax. That's awful. Gas tax is a conservative tax. And it's conservative because it actually costs less money to collect gas tax than just about every other tax that's out there. So we like that. That is something that is good. We're not going to pay for this additional revenue with the fuel tax. you know, which is also with somebody who is, you know, now looking at up three digits every time I fill up my truck. You know, yeah, I kind of appreciate that too. And I think, you know, a lot of families do. But, you know, we want to talk about, we make investment in these things that we are paying for it, and, you know, accounting tricks and putting it on the backs of future generations, I don't love. But that being said, the fact that we do have a bill that's moving forward, it is real infrastructure. It's not this silly debate that we've had, you know, with Kristen Gillibrand and, you know, some of the other folks in the, you know, in our esteemed United States Senate and Congress. So, you know, that's, I think that that's a win. And, you know, for us, Kevin, it's also a win of what isn't in that Senate bill. So there were a lot of things that we were worried about getting put in the infrastructure bill. Stuff that's in the PRO Act that would have changed independent contractor classification, which we have a lot of owner-operators. It would have made it impossible for a trucking company to go and hire an owner-operator to help them out when they have more freight than trucks. I have folks, not just in California, but in Nevada, all over the country, who have been sued by California trial lawyers who have, California's adopted a different rule on the meal and rest break, and they have sued our Nevada trucking companies for millions of dollars. We got a fix when President Trump was in there. You had folks that wanted to roll that fix back. You had an arbitrary increase to the minimum insurance requirements that would have moved it from $750,000 to $2 million, where those small trucking companies that we depend on would have had a really difficult time affording insurance. So we think that what we got out of the bill, what's in the bill, but, you know, honest in a lot of ways, what isn't in the bill is a win. So I want to give Congress credit that, hey, they have done their job. This is going to help folks who move freight, my members, but it's also going to help all of us who, you know, are using these roads to go to work on, who are using these roads to take our kids to school and do all of those things we need to do to live our lives and drive the economy. We actually think that this is good, that we have some bipartisan support, and we can get this package done. I mean, I'm actually happy with where we're at today.
More with Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. Stick around. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hi, I'm Jesse Turner, the host liberals fear the most. Join me every Friday at 4 p.m. on the Great Kevin Wall Show, where we discuss local and national politics of the past, present, and future, and how it affects you and your families. Only on KMZQ 670 AM, talk radio done right.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles, and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Great to have Paul Enos along, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And I know you say that you support the $550 billion infrastructure package that is currently being debated in the U.S. Senate. What about the $3.5 trillion.
Yeah, I think I like the smaller one better.
Will you work against the larger one?
You know, Kevin, I think that one has so many different things in it that really aren't infrastructure. It's kind of, I can't see us on a national level as the American Trucking Association or Federation thinking that that's a good idea at this point.
Well, I'm just curious, if it's a social welfare bill, I don't see it passing, and it's got Bernie Sanders' name all over it. That alone should scare the rest of us to death. We'll No, I'm just saying.
I agree with you. You know, I mean, you look at some of the things that government does well, right? And Kevin, I probably already said this on your show, so I apologize, and you can stop me if I'm boring you or the rest of your listeners. I think our government does well at creating big frameworks for folks to operate. The closer that they get to an individual and away from those big frameworks, the more expensive it is, the more ineffective it is, and truly, the more freedom we lose as Americans. Okay, what are